the fall season is slowly approaching, and I know that there's also folks at Lorain County Community College excited for the upcoming new semester. And their big thing on their front of their website, your year, your classes, your future. And then in sort of it says, get a hold of your advisor today. It's like a reminder. It sounds like I can hear my mother's voice when she was doing something like that. But do you want to get people ready and all set for the new school year? Good morning. We go with Tracy Green with us, VP with Lorain County Community College. How are you, Tracy?
I'm wonderful. Good morning. It's great to be with you. Yeah, we are gearing up for the start of a fall semester. So there's a certain energy in the year when we welcome back about 13,000 students to our campus. And we're making final preparations and still enrolling as well. So those who haven't made plans, there's still plenty of time.
And they're all going sort of on their own path, in a sense, right? You got university partnerships, you got fast-tracking, all sorts of ways that people can get a great education.
There is. You know, there's something for everyone. That's the beauty of a community college. So whether you're looking to just gain a skill, a certification to either start a new career or move up an existing career, or you've got a line of sight for a career that requires a bachelor's or master's degree. There's plenty of programs that all start here August 22nd.
Yep. And, of course, very affordable. That's one of the key things that draws people a lot to the Lorain County Community College.
You know, we pride ourselves. Our board has kept tuition as the second lowest in the state of Ohio. That cost will never be a barrier for students achieve their dream, and that's through a college degree or certificate or apprenticeship program to get to that career that they desire. So the cost is certainly affordable, and there's a lot of other supports that help students, because we know we have a lot of students that are also just dealing with life as well as trying to go to school at the same time, whether that be childcare or transportation. You know, our goal is to help remove those barriers.
Tracy, students of all ages need some flexibility in their schedules. More and more people want to maybe work or learn from home. What does LCCC offer in those instances?
Sure. So, you know, flexibility is absolutely key. Whether you're a traditional student coming right out of high school or you're a non-traditional student and you're juggling work as well as kids and other life needs, you know, flexibility comes in all forms, whether that's a block schedule that you can only attend classes in the evenings, or that you want to blend between in-person and online classes. Really try to work with students to build a schedule and build a path that fits around their life. So we know students juggle a lot, and sometimes that also means that they're looking to not only learn, but also be earning while they're learning. And we have hundreds of employers who partner with us in those earn and learn programs. The students can get in their field after they have, you know, a basis of experience, of education, and be working in the field at the same time as going to school.
You mentioned affordability. Of course, that can come in lower tuition costs and scholarships. Earlier this week, we had the Jack Nicklaus Golf Benefit at the Elyria Country Club. Your thoughts on that?
What a great event that was. You know, 32 years for a golf event. But I think the reason it's lasted this long is two reasons. One is all of the community leadership behind it. And secondly, is the purpose. All of the proceeds go directly to support student scholarships. And while I mentioned that Lorain County Community College has the second lowest tuition in the state of Ohio, we still know that our students, 70% of them require some form of financial assistance in order to complete their education. And that's where our foundation has stepped forward through events that establish scholarships and help provide. A lot of times, what is that last dollar that students need after they've received other support? And maybe something as simple as you know, what could be considered $500, but to a student who's trying to get through college, $500 is a lot of money, and that's where those last dollar scholarships can really come into play.
Talking this morning to Tracy Green, VP with Lorain County Community College, Strategic and Institutional Development. What are some of the things that you're working on in your office for the coming year?
So we are really excited about the start of fall semester, obviously, and you mentioned about folks coming back. Well, earlier this month, we also announced that we are part of an Ohio College Comeback Compact. So we know, students who have started college have some college, no degree, no certification, and they life might have gotten in the way, and they stopped out for one reason or another. And sometimes these students have debt that has been left at institutions across Northeast Ohio. Well, working back with the state of Ohio, Lorain County Community College is one of eight colleges in Northeast Ohio that has joined the Ohio College Compact. And we work with students to remove that barrier of outstanding debt and get them re-enrolled and on that path to a credential or degree, particularly because we are hearing from employers constantly that that there is a need for the right talent, and we can't have talent sitting on the sidelines because of maybe they stopped out 5, 10 years ago. So we're really working with students to try to figure this out.
Well, that's great. It's a little bit of a lifeline or just a little push again. Hey, there's still ways to finish this. We're here to help in a way.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. So we welcome everyone. We have two Saturdays coming up for folks who are thinking about enrolling or would like to take that step on both August 13th, so this weekend, and then August 20th. We're open for Saturday enrollment hours, and also folks can call for same-day advising appointments that start at 8:30 every day. So we're keeping the doors open and welcome all students, and we have multiple start times. Well, while the fall semester technically starts August 22nd, we have courses that are 10 weeks in length, 8 weeks in length, 5 weeks in length, so folks can get started anytime during the fall semester.
All right. And I also see you have a welcome back luau planned for the following days. Just kind of a fun way to get everybody excited, right?
Yeah, there's a certain energy to the start of the academic year. We want students to feel welcome to our campus, and while we're an institution that prides itself on being connected to the community, we know that for some, coming to a college campus may be a bit intimidating. So we're there with open arms and want to welcome everyone and make sure that they know where they're going and know what resources are available for them.
Sounds good. Tracy, we appreciate your time this morning, getting people excited back to Lorain County Community College. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks. Tracy Green joining us, VP with Lorain County Community College. Again, August 21st is where they start. Everything's ready to go. So get a hold of your advisor now. At least that's what the message says on there, with bold print and an exclamation point and a phone number as well.
So would that be the 22nd?
What?
What's you the, said the 21st.
22nd. Did
yeah.
I say the 21st?
Yes, you did.
Well, get there early. Come on. You get there early.
Right.
Plan, camp out on the lawn.
There's plenty of space there. Well, you're right.
Let me explain something. I drive by there every morning.
Sure you
and
do.
And the other morning, there were what I would consider the seagulls, or basically the gulls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like evenly spaced on the lawn. I don't know how they do this, but they were all like, they were almost like in a giant grid pattern. Each of them wow. had more like a 10-foot square that they occupied as their own, as opposed to just being clustered around. They all just had their own spot.
Social distancing.
Oh, well, I guess so. Or maybe they just, they stake claim to that.